I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. On November 7, 1913, Albert Camus was born in Algeria. He completed his bachelor's degree in philosophy in 1935, and in May 1936, he successfully presented his master's thesis on Neoplatonism and Christian thought. During the war, Camus joined the French resistance cell Combat, which published an underground newspaper of the same name. This group worked against the Nazis, and in it, Camus assumed the nom de guerre Beauchard. Camus became the paper's editor in 1943. He met Jean-Paul Sartre at the dress rehearsal of Sartre's play The Flies in June of 1943. When the Allies liberated Paris in August 1944, Camus witnessed and reported the last of the fighting. Camus won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1957. In the words of the committee, he received the award, quote, for his important literary production, which with clear-sighted earnestness illuminates the problems of the human conscience in our times, unquote. I have long admired Camus for his thoughtful, provocative, and stimulating novels. The Stranger and the Plague frequently appear on college reading lists in world literature and great books classes. This review will depart somewhat from my usual reviews because Camus is a serious writer with a decidedly philosophical bent. While Camus is frequently associated with existentialism, he rejected this label. He broke with his friend Sartre over several issues, but Sartre's nihilism topped the list. Camus believed that life itself was much too valuable to throw away. He once wrote, "Your duty is to live and be happy." The posthumously published Happy Death foreshadows the work he is most known for, The Stranger. The main difference between A Happy Death and The Stranger lies in the fact that Camus the man is much more present in the former work than in the latter. I first encountered Camus back in the 70s. The prose mesmerized me and drove me to dig deeper into his life. In Happy Death, he wrote, "Summer crammed the harbor with noise and sunlight. It was 11:30. The day split open down the middle, crushing the docks under the burden of its heat. Moored at the sheds of the Algiers Municipal Depot, black-hulled, red-chimneyed freighters were loading sacks of wheat. Their dusty fragrance mingled with the powerful smell of tar melting under a hot sun. Men were drinking at a little stall that reeked of creosote and anisette, while some Arab acrobats in red shirts somersaulted on the scorching flagstones in front of the sea in the leaping light." This reflects Camus' memory of the working-class district he lived in and his job with the Maritime Commission. While The Stranger and Happy Death deal with a murder by the main character, substantial differences separate the two stories. Thought-provoking, intriguing, splendidly written, Camus' work validates the judgment of the Nobel Literature Prize Committee. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.